Whoa, God, you scared me. No, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Sure, you can hang out here. Isn't it more fun to be inside with all the others, though? Yeah, it gets pretty loud. I don't mean to be rude or anything, but you don't look like you're enjoying yourself much. Oh, I see. I've got something for that headache if you want. See? Got some Tylenol here. Yeah, I like to be prepared. I've been to enough parties to know that someone is bound to feel like their head will explode. Here, take one. There's some water bottles in the cooler next to you. Yeah, that one right there. Don't mention it. I'm just glad I can help someone out. I guess the fire? I like being outdoors, and the chairs are kind of nice. Oh, you mean here, as in why am I at this party? Gotcha. I don't know. Parties are fun, but they're just not my thing. Still, may as well go to one every once in a while, right? You look familiar as well. You do live next door. I thought I recognized your car when I got here. I never did get your name. Well, I'm Fifth of Starlight. Pleasure to finally meet you. Well, we met before, just never told each other's name. You ever, like, want to do something, but then too much time passes and the window to do that particular thing is gone? That's pretty much me, watching you move in and then 2 months later not knowing how to greet you. You know, apart from the usual hand wave we do. It's pretty odd to think we recognize each other from afar, but never really spoke. So, what about you? Do you go to parties often, or... I get that. You're new here, and want to meet people. Make friends. I can introduce you to a few of mine if you'd like. No worries. I'd hate to see you sit alone by the fire. I would have joined you if I wasn't already here. Yeah, I'm okay. Just thinking about stuff. Nothing like that. My mind just likes to wander. Think about what-if scenarios, you know? What kind? Depends. How deep do you want to go with this? I'm not talking about conspiracy theories. I'm just making sure not to bore you. Oh, okay. Well, if I won't bore you... I've been thinking about the saying... The grass is always greener on the other side. A picture of a fence dividing 2 yards, and one has the grass greener than the other. Yeah, but what if that picture is incomplete? What if that greener grass has another neighbor whose grass is even greener? How green can you go until it's just obnoxiously green, infinitely green? It is pretty interesting, and I get it's out there as a concept, hence thinking it over, among other things. Oh, sorry, I'm probably giving you an even bigger headache. I wish I could just turn my brain off sometimes. I'm flattered, but no, I'm not sure if thinking all the time is that great. Well... I'm not too fond of parties, since I always end up in a backyard watching a fire crackle by myself, alone with my thoughts. I don't want to bother anyone sort of deal. I'm just so awkward, and I don't know how to fix that. No. I can't. Sorry that I unloaded that on you. I should go. Are you sure? Okay. Only because I don't want to leave you out here alone. So, how come you moved here? It's a small town. Figured someone like you would live in a big city. I didn't mean it in a bad way. You just stand out way more than others do. Okay, that's not what I was trying to say. I feel like my face is hotter than the fire. Yeah, I do. I think you're attractive. Of course I'm blushing. It's fine. Just pointing it out doesn't help. Well, thank you. No one really called me cute before. Not really, no. I know I'm not cute. I never saw it that way, to be honest. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I never thought of what the other person might be feeling. I promise I'll try to be more open to compliments, okay? Wait, you want to compliment me some more? It doesn't feel very genuine, don't you think? Fine, but just one, so you better make it count. You really think that? No one ever told me that in a good way before. I was always that boy next door. The kind of guy you see in movies, who doesn't get a prom date, who helps his friends as a support character, but is never allowed to be in the spotlight. Usually the comic relief character. And hell, I think if I did get that center stage, my anxiety would ruin all chances of being given another shot to be the lead again. Feel like I'm a work in progress. I never seem to be close to becoming a final draft. You? No, you're not a work in progress. You seem to have your life together. Meanwhile, I'm an anxiety-riddled mess who can't even look people in the eyes that I talk to. I never would have guessed that you have anxiety as well. Wow, I'm surprised. How do you hide it? I guess you're right. We never fully control it. We can only calm it down. I'll keep that in mind. I've learned more by talking to you for a few minutes than I have with most of the people I know. Thank you for, well, talking to me. I get pretty nervous, but with you, I just feel calm. Safe. I don't know. It's like that sense of familiarity is comforting. At least to me. It feels like I've known you for longer. Listen. I've been here for a few hours. I want to leave. And I was wondering if you, well, would like to watch a movie? And it's okay if you don't want to. It's late after all, and you probably have plans tomorrow, so... Oh. Sweet. Are you all right to drive? Great. We can skip saying goodbye to the people inside. Doubt anyone will notice if we leave. I'll stop by my place to pick up some PJs and blankets. Then I'll sneak over to your house. Is that fine? Kind of like a sleepover? I was thinking of spending a few hours with you and then going back home, but if you want me to actually sleep over, then... Yeah, I'd like that. That was unexpected. Oh, nothing. I'm just happy. I didn't think I'd leave the party with someone. No, this is the first time. We should go before they start rumors or something. And hey, thank you. Really. I'll tell you about it, but let's head back home first, okay? Lead the way. I'm right behind you.